Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Dalet. Maisa she'asu anshei Tveria. One time happened that the people of Tveria made v'heviu sealin shel tzeinin l'toch amos shel chamin. They had a seal in a pipe of cold water that ran through a spring of hot water. In Tveria, Tveria is famous for the hot springs that they have there, the Chamin Tveria. And the people wouldn't actually drink or bathe in the hot springs because they had a strong smell. So what they did was, they ran a pipe of cold water running through a pool of hot springs in order that it should be heated up by the hot water around it. And they wanted to use this hot water on Shabbos. So the pipe was set up before Shabbos, so they weren't doing any cooking on Shabbos. But there's a different issue over here. There was cold water that was being insulated by its surrounding hot water environment of the hot spring. And that's a problem of hatmana, insulating. And here it was insulating in something that's meisif hevel, it's increasing the heat of the cold water. And it's not just sustaining heat that it has, it's increasing the heat of the cold water. So that is a problem on Shabbos. And therefore, Amru lem chachamim, the chacham said to them that what they're doing is not allowed on Shabbos. Im b'Shabbos, if the water was heated on Shabbos or was kept hot through this hatmana, you have to treat it like water that was heated on Shabbos, and therefore asurim berechitza v'shtiyah. It's forbidden to benefit both from rechitza, bathing in it, or shtiyah, or drinking from it. This is iser midrabanan, to benefit from water that was heated up on Shabbos, v'iser. And if it was b'yamtiv, if it was heated on yamtiv, then it's kicham and shuchu b'yamtiv. You're going to have to treat it like water that was heated on yamtiv. Which it depends. It's asurim berechitza umutarim b'shtia. It's forbidden for bathing, but it's permitted for drinking. For drinking purposes, you're allowed to heat on yantiv, because that's something that's shava l'chol nefesh. Everybody needs drinking water, and if it was heated to make a hot drink, that's allowed on yantiv. Bathing was not considered something that's shava l'chol nefesh, equal for all. Not everybody needed to bathe daily, at least in those times. Speak to your local Orthodox rabbi for what you do yantiv nowadays, but in the times of Mishnais, they were not allowed to heat up water for bathing, and therefore, this water that was heated on yantiv was not allowed to be used for bathing on yantiv. The Mishnah continues, and it discusses two different types of vessels that heated water. A mulyar, which was a large bowl that had some coals that would surround it, some container that surrounded this bowl that kept coals and heated the water, and a different type of kli called an antichi. The antichi had a double bottom, and it had a chamber within the bottom that the coals were kept in. The antichi kept its heat much better, and even after the coals were removed, it would still remain very hot. However, the mulyar, once the coals were removed, didn't remain very hot. So the Mishnah says as follows. Mulyar hagarif, this mulyar kli that had a basin filled with water, that hagarif, that the coals that were around it were scraped away. Shaisen ha'men of Shabbos, if the coals were scraped away before Shabbos, then you can drink from it on Shabbos, even though the kli retains some heat, but it's not considered adding heat, it's only sustaining some of the heat of the water, and that's okay. It's not moisif hevel. This is hatzmana, that's not moisif hevel. However, the antichi, this other type of vessel that had a double bottom, that had coals in the chamber in the bottom, even if the coals were scraped out, you can't drink the water on Shabbos that was kept in it, because this retains its heat much better, and the heat from the vessel, it was like a copper pot, it would be so hot that it would still be increasing heat to the water on Shabbos. That would be an issue of hatmana bedavar hamaisif hevel, insulating with something that's increasing the heat, and they would not be able to use this water on Shabbos. Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah discusses the difference between Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon is the first vessel used on the actual fire. It's heated up by the fire. And even when it's removed from the fire, it still has halachic cooking status. It can still cook things. But a Kli Sheni, once the contents are transferred into another Kli, so that wasn't actually on the fire ever, it's a Kli Sheni and does not have the ability to cook. So the Mishnah starts off, Hamecham Shapino, a kettle that was removed from the stove. It's a Kli Rishon, it was heated up by the fire, it was removed from the stove. La Yitin La Taychei Tzainin, B'shvil she'ichmu, you can't put some cold water in it in order that the cold water should heat up. If you add a little bit of cold water to a boiling kettle, it's going to cook the water, even though it's not on the fire. But it's a kli rishon, it will cook the water, and that's aser midaraisa. Aval naisenu l'teicha kais kedei lafshirin. He could put cold water into the hot in the kettle or in a cup, if there's hot water in a cup, which is a kli sheni, kedei lafshirin, just enough to make it lukewarm. If he's putting enough cold water into the hot, that the cold water is not even going to get cooked, because the significant amount of cold water is immediately going to make the hot water just become lukewarm, and it's not going to be yatz lettuce, it's not going to be cooking hot. So then, that's okay, he's not cooking the cold water, he's just making lukewarm water. The Mishnah continues, ha'ilfas, which is a pan, a frying pan, vakadera, or a pot, she'aviran mirutachin, that were removed from the fire and they're merutachim, they're boiling hot. Lo yitin l'teichan tavlin, you can't put spices into these pans or pots because you're putting spices into a kli rishon, even though it was removed from the fire, it's a kli rishon, and it still has the ability to cook. Avo naisin hu l'teich ha-ka'ara l'teich ha-tamchoy. But you could put the spices into the ka'ara, the food platter, l'teich ha-tamchoy, or into the food itself that's in a personal plate. Here, once the food was transferred out of the cooking pan or pot into a serving platter or a person's bowl, it's now no longer in the kli rishon, it's in the kli sheni, and it doesn't have the ability anymore to halachically cook the spices that are going to be put into it, and then the spices are allowed to be put in. Rabbi Yehuda says, lakol hu nesein, he can put the spices into any type of pot, even into the pan or the cooking pot that were the kli rishon. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that these spices, the tavlin, were more difficult to cook, and they would not be cooked even in a kli rishon. As long as the kli rishon was removed from the fire, they would not be able to be cooked in there. With an exception, he says, chutz midavar sheyesh bechemetz v'tzir, unless he's putting into something that has vinegar or fish brine. These sharp foods, the vinegar and the fish brine, the sharp nature of them would make that even the spices, which were difficult to cook, would become cooked in a kli rishon if there was the chemetz or the tzir. So then, Rabbi Yehuda would also forbid putting the spices in because of them becoming cooked. But otherwise, if not for it being chemetz or tzir, he would allow the spices to be put in a kli rishon because he held that they don't cook as easily, and as long as the pot's off the fire, it's not a problem to put the spices in.